Welcome to Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. We are located at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. If you don't have a home, church, we would love for you to consider making your home with us. Our service times are as follows. Sunday school at 10 a.m. and Sunday morning worship at 11 a.m. Sunday night Bible study begins at 6 p.m. and Wednesday night prayer meeting starts at 6 p.m. Now it's time to enjoy a wonderful anointed message from Pastor Jimmy Haining.
If you got your Bibles, turn to Daniel chapter 7. Daniel chapter 7, I'm just going to read a portion of verse number 25. Daniel chapter 7, the first part of 25. And he shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. Turn with me backwards to the book of Isaiah chapter 40. We're just going to read one verse of scripture there as well. Isaiah chapter 40, verse number 31. And Daniel, he says, speaking of Satan, speaking of the Antichrist, speaking of our adversary, he said he shall speak great words against the Most High, and not only against God will he speak these great words, but he shall wear out the saints of the Most High. But listen to what Isaiah 40, 31 says. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Father, we're thankful for your holy word this morning. And Father, we have been obedient to do exactly what you have instructed me to do. And that is your business. But now I pray, Lord God, that your word, which is already anointed, Lord God, that you will put it in the mouth of this, your servant, who needs your anointing so desperately. We're thankful, Lord, for that we were blessed by the ministry of Brother Mark Sabwami this morning. And we pray, Lord God, that you will just pour out upon him greater and greater and greater blessings everywhere he goes. And Lord God, that you'll make him a great mouthpiece for the kingdom of God. Lord, that when he opens his mouth and the word of God comes forth, whether it be by the preaching of your word or by the singing of songs or playing of music, Lord, that your anointing would be upon him greatly. Now anoint these your people to receive your word this morning. Open up the hearts, open up the minds, unstop the ears that they can hear, not be just hearers of your word, but doers also. And Father, we'll give you the praise, the honor, and the glory for all these things we ask in the wonderful holy name of your son Jesus Christ. And everyone said amen. Amen. You may be seated. I want to preach on the thought, worn out or strengthened. Worn out or strengthened. I want you to consider there in Daniel chapter 7 and verse 25 the phrase, speak great words. He shall speak great words. In the Hebrew, that phrase is translated to give very large discourses against the words of Christ. To give very large discourses against the words of Christ. And so basically what this is saying is Satan is speaking great words not only against the Most High, but since he's seeking to wear out God's people, he's also speaking great words against you and I. How many knows that the Word of God says that I am the God who healeth thee of all thy sicknesses and all thy diseases? How many knows that in Isaiah chapter 53, I believe it's the first verse, he says, who hath believed our report, and unto whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? There's two reports this morning. There's the report of Satan, Brother Mark, and he's come, as you said, to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But then there's the word of God, and Jesus says, but I am come that you might have life, and 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 have it more abundantly. That's the word of the Lord. Amen. Satan is a liar, Brother Eddie. He's come to steal your joy, brother. But Jesus says, I've come, Brother Eddie, to give you life. Renewed strength. That's what Daniel chapter 7 says concerning old Splitfoot. But I like what Isaiah said. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, again, going back to Daniel chapter 7, where he says he shall seek to wear out the saints. That phrase wear out in the Hebrew is translated bela, and it means to afflict. Does that sound familiar? To trouble, to wear away, or to harass continually. How many has ever been harassed by the devil? Well, if you've been harassed by the devil, then you know you've been harassed continually. I like what Uncle John one time said. He said, you know, when you rebuke them old demons and you say in the name of Jesus, you got to go, and they have to take their flight, they got to obey. He said, here's what most Christians don't realize. You've put them demons to flight, but then here comes old Splitfoot and sends 50 more your way. He harasses us on a continual basis, but I also like what the word of God said in Isaiah, but they that what? Wait upon who? They that wait upon the Lord shall what?
Renew.
That phrase shall renew, again in the Hebrew, is translated halaf, and it means to come on anew. To come on anew. It also means to sprout again, Brother Mark. To sprout again. It also means to go on from where? From where you are. And finally it means to change for the better. How many knows that when God takes a creature that's corrupt, when God takes a creature that's hooked on drugs, when God takes a creature that's hooked on alcohol or pornography or whatever the case might be, or maybe the person is the mouth of the South, they're the biggest gossip in town, whatever your crutch is that the devil has put in your way, God has come to change that creature and clothe upon that creature his own image, his own characteristics. What was the characteristics of the word of the Logos of Jesus? To do the will of the Father. What is the will of the Father? His will is that I am to be healed. Body, soul, and spirit. That means my mind. That means I have the right to think clearly. I don't have to give heed to those seducing spirits. I'm going to say something, and I hope you don't fall out with me. If you do, I'll love you anyway. But if you got a sickness, you've got a spirit of infirmity. Brother Jeff, I think we're praying wrong. I think when people come up here and they need healing, we need to look at that person and say, now, we're going to pray, but we're not talking to you. Huh? Anybody hearing me? Is anybody in the house hearing what I'm saying this morning? We need to look at them and say, Jonda, Ronnie, Mark, Jeff, Crystal, Robin, whoever, we're going to pray, but we're not going to mention your name. We're going to speak directly to that spirit of infirmity that's held you bound and is tormenting you and harassing you constantly. And we are going to speak, Sister Gladys, in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, our Mashiach Nagi, Jesus the Christ, the Logos. You got to go right now and take your flight. Because he's given us the keys of the kingdom. He said, these signs shall follow them that what? See, you don't need to be up here if you're not a believer.
That's right.
If you're a doubter, just sit in your pew, and that's all you got to do. A little Davis boy used to sing that song. And every time he would sing it, that's how he would sing it. He was a little fella, had a real high voice. I don't know if you ever knew him or not. And they were in revival at Brother Thomas' church for a long time. I mean, man, they preached the house down, sang that. They sang a song, God's Own Chariots Are Coming in the Morning. Oh, that wonderful day. And boy, they'd get to rocking and rolling to that song. But he would get up, they'd have that little boy get up and sing his song. And he would say, just sit there on your pew if you want to. Fuss and fight and gripe your life away. Just sit there on your pew if you want to. Until you're dead and dried and blowed away. Now God's fearing people are always busy, he'd sing. Preaching, praying, always on the move. Now here's the good part. But some of y'all got so rotten that you looks like you done forgotten just what the Lord has sent you here to do. Now when the Lord comes back in all his splendor, will he find you absent on that day? Will you be hot or cold, or will you be lukewarm in your soul? If you are, here's what you're going to hear him say. He's going to say, just sit there on your pew if you want to. Fuss and fight and gripe your life away. Just sit there on your pew if you want to. That's what I always think of right there. Until you're dead and dried and blowed away. How many knows, usually, before somebody throws up, oh, here he goes. Usually something, it's because, most of the time, it's because you smelt something. I got a brother. We used to go fishing all the time, Brother Jeff. And I learned this trick from my dad, so I thought I'd be ornery and play it on him. Because my dad played it on his brother. And his brother had the same problem my brother had. He had a real bad gag reflux. So I took a whole dozen of worms and left them out in the sun all day. And we were out fishing. He said, "Hey, Jim, where's the worm?" I said, "Oh, here, I'll go get them for you." "Oh, yeah, I'm going to help him, ain't I?" And I go and I grab them worms. Brother John said, "Here you go, brother. I'll be right back." And I got to make sure I was a safe distance away. He opened that lid, and the next thing I heard was, "Wah, wah." Of course, I was dying laughing, but he wasn't happy about that at all. You see, I say that to say this. That's how God feels about some people. How many knows you can't serve two masters? Do you really know that? Don't say amen if you don't really know that. You know, don't say amen if you say, "Yeah, I know that while I'm here. But when I leave here, I'm going to be somewhere else doing something that ain't pleasing to God." Don't say amen when you're here on Sunday morning, and then when Wednesday night rolls around or Sunday night rolls around, you're nowhere to be found. "Oh, he's meddling again. Jeff, go get my hoe for me. I'm going to go deeper. I'm going to go deeper." Praise God. I'm talking about, are you worn out or are you ready to be strengthened? I don't know about you, but I'm ready to be strengthened. Isaiah 41:10 says this, "Fear thou not." This is a command from God. "Fear thou not." How many has ever heard of the big five eyes of old Splitfoot? How many has ever heard of that? The big five eyes of Satan. It's found in Isaiah chapter 14. He said, "I will exalt my throne above the throne of God. I will do this. I will do this." Okay, well, did you know God also has five great eyes? And it's right here in this verse. Isaiah 41:10. "Fear thou not, for I," number one, God says, "I am with thee." Oh my Lord, listen to that. He's with us, Brother Jeff. We're never alone. "Be not dismayed, for," number two, "I am your God." So he's with us, Brother Francis, because he's our God. Number three, "I will strengthen thee." How many ever felt weak before? Well, he's come to strengthen you. Number four, "Yea, I will help thee." Not only is he going to strengthen you, but he's going to help you. He's not going to leave you out there by yourself. And finally, he says, "Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." How many knows God's never going to put you out on a limb and just leave you there, leave you dangling? He says, "I am with you because I am your God, and I've come to strengthen you, and I've come to help you, and I've come to stabilize you. I'm come to make sure you don't fall. I'm going to support you. Praise God. I'm going to hold you up." Psalms 27:14, "Wait on the Lord." There's that word "wait" again. Oh man, people cringe when they hear that, Brother Mark. A cringe. "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage." You know, sometimes, I digress, but sometimes you give somebody a word, whether it's from the Bible or audibly, Brother Jeff, and they run and they're happy for about 5 minutes. And after they've waited for 5 minutes, oh, they must have missed it. That must not have been for me because it hadn't come to pass yet. How many knows God has his time and we have our time? "Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. And he shall strengthen thine heart." So not only is he going to strengthen your body, he's going to strengthen your heart. "Wait, I say, on the Lord." Can I tell you this morning that the devil's come to wear you out, but God is here to strengthen you. Job knew all about this. He spoke in chapter 4, verse 4. He says, "Thy words have upholden him that was falling, and thou hast strengthened the feeble knees." Read that again. "Thy words have upholden him that was fallen." Picture it like this. You're staggering. You can't hardly stand on your own 2 feet. What does someone normally do? They grab the arm, put it around their neck, come up under their armpit, and they help them. They help bear the load. It's what God's saying. "I've come to uphold thee, and thou hast strengthened my feeble knees." Satan has come to knock you down and cripple you, but God has come to hold you up and give renewed strength to those knees so that you can stand. Now that's important. Don't get quiet on me now this morning. Don't zone off. It's important that you stand. I worked with a brother for 25 years, spun my wheels for 25 years trying to work with this individual. And they were in and they were out, and they were in and they were out. Like the, you know, that old kid song, "You put your right foot in." Well, anyway, he was in and he was out. And it got so tiring. Finally, I was praying one day and I said, "Lord, I don't know what else I can tell him. He's on fire 1 week and then the next month he's out in the bars. Well, I don't know what else I can say." And the Lord said, "Leave him alone. Leave him alone." And God taught me a hard lesson through that. We can't play fix it. Either the person, Brother Mike, wants to serve God or they don't want to serve God. Well, happy to say that individual finally got on the rock and he's in love with the Lord today. But it took him a long time to learn, Brother Jeff, that he had to stand on his own two feet. Too many people got Brother Thomas religion, Brother Ed Roston religion, Brother Jimmy Swaggart religion, mommy religion, daddy religion. And I'm not kicking on anybody. Those are all good people. But there's only one person that we're supposed to have our eyes on. And if our eyes are not on Jesus Christ, who is the author and the finisher of our faith, then we're not going to be able to stand when so-and-so is not around. I often ask the question to Crystal, I wonder what our family's going to do if God were to decide to take me out or to take mom out. Some of them got John to religion. Ouch. Some of them got Francis and Maximilian religion. Ouch. What am I trying to say, Brother Jimmy? What I'm trying to say is mommy and daddy ain't going to get you to heaven. Amen. Grandma and grandpa ain't going to get you to heaven. We're going to get to heaven and we're going to face our own record of what we've done. Right. You know the old song, I'll face nobody's record but my own? That's a lot of truth in that. That's right. Psalms 31:24, be of good courage. He shall strengthen thy heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Satan comes to bring despair. Satan comes to tell you, you might as well quit. There's no answer that you can see anywhere. You've already heard what the doctors told you. You've already heard what the lawyer told you. You already heard what your best friend told you. And in Job's case, what your own wife told you. Why don't you just curse God, get it over with, and die? But God come to bring hope. Satan wants you to see, or he wants you to believe anyway, that there is no way. Sister Robin, there is no answer. He wants you to see what he wants you to see. And that is one big fat lie. How many believes that God's word is true? Do you really believe God's word is true? Amen. Then if we believe that God's word is true, why are so many people listening to the devil? Because the devil's busy telling you God's word's not true. I've said this before, I'll say it again. People go around, and this aggravates me so much when they say this. I don't even think, Brother Jeff, they realize what they're saying. Well, you know, my pleurisy or my sugar or my congestive heart failure. Or my this and my that. See, he's already got you convinced. Those things didn't come from God. Once he can get you to take ownership of his lie, he's got you. The Apostle Paul would have a heyday in today's church, Brother Jeff, with one sin in particular. And it goes on, sadly, and I believe I could be safe and say practically every church. And that is the sin of fornication. People have covered it up. Glazed over top of it. We got preachers who don't know how to preach on it. They don't know how to bring out the full connotations of that one word. 9 different meanings to that word, according to the Word of God. And we got people who come to the house of God, and they'll shout their shoes off. They'll hoop and holler, which is great. We're supposed to give God praise. But some of them are doing it with unclean hands. Some of them are doing it out of an act of pure hypocrisy. Satan has come to wear you out. He wants you to miss that great appearance of the Lord. He doesn't want you to be like the 5 wise virgins who trimmed their lamps and were ready. He wants you to be part of that crowd that says, now we've got to embrace all religions. We got to be careful what we say when we're amongst this one. And the Apostle Paul wasn't a bit careful what he said. The Apostle Peter wasn't a bit careful. None of them boys were what they said. And guess what happened to them, Brother Eddie, for preaching the truth? They got whipped. They got beat with many stripes. Sister Wanda, they got thrown in the lower part of the prison cell for telling the truth. That's why there's so many penny ante preachers today, because Brother Jeff, you ain't going to catch them in jail. Might get their 3-piece suit dirty. Might mess up their alligator shoes. I won't say it. He's already grinning. I won't say it. Psalm 68:28, thy God hath commanded. Listen to that. your God has commanded your strength. That don't sound like the devil to me. Your God has commanded your strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. In other words, what you've already put into action for us. What you've already put into motion, strengthen that to our life. Because you've commanded it, Lord. Psalms 89:21, with whom my hand shall be established, my arm also shall strengthen him. As I said before, God, when he establishes you and he calls you to be a light for him and a witness and a worker in the ministry, he's not going to leave you out on some branch hanging there, but he's going to establish you. He's going to bring you to your end.
That's right.
He's going to give you a successful ministry. Somebody said, well, I'm not a preacher, or I'm not a teacher, or I'm not a musician or a singer. No, but you got a mouth.
That's right.
And you know how to tell somebody about the Lord. Yeah, but Brother Jimmy, you don't know how hard that is to walk up to somebody. I'm just embarrassed, you know, to do that, especially in this world we live in today. Well, what did Jesus say about that? If you're ashamed of me before who? Before men. If you're ashamed of me before men, what did he say after that? Wow. So much for excuses. Moses tried that. Well, God, you know I'm a slow speech. Nothing wrong with your brother's mouth. That didn't get him out of it, did it?
No.
Oops. Praise God. I'm going to close with this. 1 Peter 5:10, but God, the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while. What does that phrase suffered a while mean? I'm so glad you asked me that question. In the Greek, it means to be painfully vexed in your feelings and in your passions. Did you catch that last one? In your passions. What's your passion for the Lord? Are y'all paying attention this morning? Hey, I know it's almost 12:30 and Burger King is sounding awful good right now. But man, I'm giving you real food here. Come on. To be painfully vexed by who? The devil. In your feelings, but not just your feelings, your passions. What does that mean? That means your ministry. You're a singer. He wants to shut you up. It's like he tried to do to me this morning. You're a preacher. He definitely don't want you doing that. Now, don't worry. I'm not going to point fingers at him. Jeff can take it. We're from we come from the same school, so he... I won't point my finger at the rest of you, but just put yourself in that slot. He's come to vex you in your passion for Christ. How does he do that, Brother Jimmy? Oh, come on now. How long have we been saved? If you've been saved any amount of time, you know how he vexes the spirit. If he can't get you one way, he'll try to get you another.
Amen.
Notice I corrected that real quick. He'll try to get you, because he ain't going to accept the fact that the devil can get you. He'll try to get you. Sadly, a lot of people, he does. The devil knows, Brother Eddie, that alcohol is not a temptation to me. So it would be a total waste of time for him to tempt me with that. So he'll come along and find some other thing that may look like to him that I might listen to. And then he'll double down on it. And then he'll triple down on it. And then he'll try to lure me away over here, away from the church body. And say, you know, we got that online media ministry. You don't got to be in the house of God. Well, again, that's another lie, because what does the Bible say? And even the more as you what? See, you all kind of fizzled out on that last part. Do you really believe he's coming? Well, that should have been the strongest part of it there. Let's try, as Brother Mark said, let's try that one more time. What does the Bible say? As
he that day approaches.
Are you guys asleep this morning?
Yes.
You need to sound like Brother Jimmy on that last part. As you see that day approaching.
Amen.
Are you awake now?
Amen.
Somebody said amen. So he's come to painfully vex you in your feelings and in your passions. After you have suffered a while, but listen to what he says that last part here. Make you perfect. Establish, strengthen, and settle you. What do these words mean? Perfect means to make thoroughly complete and restored. Establish means to turn in a certain direction with firm determination and purpose. Strengthen means to make strong with bodily vigor and confirm in spiritual knowledge and power. To settle, the word settle means to establish upon a foundation and make one stable. And finally, again, ye have suffered to be painfully vexed in your feelings and passions. That is the flip side of the coin that I just quoted you. 4-1, God says, I'm come to make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you. Satan's come to vex you. I'm telling you this morning, Satan has come to wear you out, but God is here to strengthen you. Something about 12:30 that just takes the air out of everybody. Worn out or strengthened? Worn out or strengthened? I don't know about y'all, but as for me and my house, and let me just clarify what I mean by that. I believe my wife loves the Lord as much as I do. I believe my two girls love the Lord as much as I do. But when I say me and my house, I'm talking about me and my house. I can't speak for them. About had a heart attack the other day. Lizzie pulled up and I said, you get your ears pierced. She said, well, thanks for the vote of confidence, Dad. She said, a pair of clip-ons, you know. And things were so tight, they were red. I thought, oh, Lord, she got them ears pierced. I said, well, it doesn't matter. There's nothing I can do about it. You're 18. And you got to. But I say that to say this, like I said before. As for me and my house, God said, you're going to walk this road alone. Ain't that what he said? As for me and my house, Brother Mark, as for me and my house, I'm going to serve the Lord. There's an old Pentecostal song said, and as Sister Crystal comes to the piano, if mama don't go, I'm going anyway. If daddy don't go, it ain't going to hinder me. If my brother and my sister don't go, Brother Mark, if my wife don't go, if my kids don't go, I'll face nobody's record but my own.
Amen.
I'm talking about this morning, worn out or strengthened? Are you going to let old split foot continue to vex your feelings and your passions for God? Are you going to let God, allow God rather, to make you perfect, establish you, strengthen you, and settle you? Again, 4-1. Father God, we're thankful for your word this morning. And Lord, I've done my best to deliver this message. And I pray, Father God, that they have not fallen upon deaf ears once again. I pray, Lord God, that your people will realize the time that we're living in. And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer unto us than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk honestly as in the day, not in rioting and drunkenness, not in chambering and wantonness, not in strife and in envying, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, church, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lusts thereof. Father God, touch your people. As I open this altar, my prayer, my hope is that if there's one here this morning that needs to get it settled.
We hope you've been blessed by today's message by Pastor Jimmy Haining and Fairborn Full Gospel Tabernacle. Pastor Jimmy and the congregation would like to invite you to visit with them in service at 2528 National Road in Fairborn, Ohio. We will see you again right here next week.
Hey y'all, Jewel Waltrip here from the Jewel of All Trades Company, located in Statesville, North Carolina. We specialize in 100% soy candles and immune-supporting elderberry syrup, as well as other sustainable farming practices. Find us on Facebook at Jewel of All Trades or give us a call at 704-437-2537. Thanks, and God bless.